Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a TED-Ed video about vampires. I used to be a huge fan of vampire novels, but you know, maybe still now. But anyways, let's take a look at today's sentence about how did Dracula become the world's most famous vampire. Vampires were described as bloated with overgrown teeth and nails. This gave rise to many rituals intended to prevent the dead from rising, such as burying bodies with garlic or poppy seeds, as well as having them staked, burned, or mutilated. Vampires were described as bloated with overgrown teeth and nails. This gave rise to many rituals intended to prevent the dead from rising, such as burying bodies with garlic or poppy seeds, as well as having them staked, burned, or mutilated. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 bloated。bloated 呢指的是傲慢的意思 ,bloated。那它同时也可以指的是发胀的或者是浮肿的。那接下来的重音呢在 BLO 的地方发 blow 的音 OA 这边都是同音发 blow bloated 那再我们要来看的是 intent intent 呢是想要或者是意图的意思那它当动词呢我们可以说 I never intended to hurt you 我从来不曾想要伤害你 intent 那它的名词呢就是 intention intention 的重音在 TEN 的地方也是指意图那我们可以说He asked me to sign the contract, but I'm not sure what his intentions are. 他请我签合约，可是我不太确定他的意图为何。再我们来看的是 prevent. Prevent 呢指的是防止或者是预防的意思，重点在 V-N-T, prevent. Prevent. 那我们有时候会说 prevent something from something. Prevent A from B, 就是避免 A 呢发生 B 事件。For an example, when you travel, you should keep your phones in your hands instead of in your back pocket to prevent your phone from being stolen.
当你旅游的时候啊，你应该拿着你的手机，而不要把它轻易的放在你的口袋里面，才可以避免呢它被偷走。它的名词呢是 prevention. Prevention 是预防的意思，那还有另外一个字呢，意思也跟它一样是 precaution， 都是指预防。最后我们要来看的是 mutilate。Mutilate 呢指的是切断 ，mutilate。那这边还有另外一个字呢，也是切断四肢的感觉，它叫做 amputate。amputate 它的重音在 a m 地方发 m 的音 ，p u 发 p。amputate t a t 发 a 的长音。那这个截肢呢，通常是指为了就是医疗需求啊，或者是为了防止东西扩散而截肢，那上面那个呢，则是比较用粗暴的方式砍断别人的四肢。那我们来看 amputate 的话呢，我们可以说 He was bitten by a rattlesnake and had to amputate to prevent the venom from spreading. 他因为被响尾蛇咬了一口之后而得截肢，这样子毒液才不会扩散。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time.Vampires were described as bloated with overgrown teeth and nails. This gave rise to many rituals intended to prevent the dead from rising, such as burying bodies with garlic or poppy seeds, as well as having them staked, burned, or mutilated. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!